Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Rousseau walks on trumpet paths, safaris to the heart of all that jazz. Through eye bars and girders, through wires and pipes.
2007 was the year of Joni Mitchell, jazz style. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Pianist Herbie Hancock's album, River, The Joni Letters, was one of the highlights for a great year in jazz. The album featured some heavyweight singers like Nora Jones and Tina Turner, and the Canadian bard Leonard Cohen, whom you're hearing in the background. The record is proof that even though jazz only sells a tiny bit of the total album sales each year, it is still producing some of its best music ever. That, at least according to jazz critic Will Lehman, who writes for PopMatters.com, among other publications. And as we continue with Soundcheck's annual Critics Week, he joins us by the phone from Washington, D.C. And, Will, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me, John.
So you say River was Hancock's, I'll quote here, best album in decades, unquote. Why?
Well, Herbie's become, despite his incredible, you know, talents and his vintage as both a jazz player and as a pop guy, you know, playing great funk music in the 70s and then, you know, with that great album in the 80s that
Rocket.
Everybody's remembered,
yeah.
Rocket. But he's become sort of transparent recently, I think, as a musician. He's been doing a lot of interpretations of other people's music, and his music has always sounded to me not smooth jazz, but sort of just thin. And on this album, River, he confronts a great body of songs by Joni Mitchell and really a friend of his, someone whose music he's played on her records, and I think he understands her music well. And just as importantly, he matched himself up again with the great saxophonist Wayne Shorter on a large number of the cuts. And the two of them together, along with some fantastic, harmonically interesting songs, produced an album that didn't seem transparent at all.
So, I mean, the list of guests, Corinne Bailey-Ray, Nora Jones, Tina Turner, Leonard Cohen, Joni Mitchell herself, and, as you say, Wayne Shorter, you almost have to ask, who's the real star of this record? I mean, it's an incredible lineup.
It is amazing. I think what works really well, though, is that Corinne Bailey-Ray, who sounds great, and she's got a great tone to her voice, Tina Turner, who I've never heard her sound more interesting and deep and sensuous than she does on the Joni Mitchell song here. All of these folks really came in playing over a jazz rhythm section. So it wasn't a question of Herbie Hancock making some pop music with Corinne Bailey-Ray, mm-hmm. which wouldn't have been a bad thing, by the way. But it's really more like Corinne Bailey-Ray coming onto his territory, matching her voice up against his original, his real piano style, and having to deal with a guy like Wayne Shorter playing in the background, playing around her. I think that raised the pop folks' game a little bit.
Yeah.
And yet it's still a very accessible record.
The album's called River, The Joni Letters, and it's mostly settings of Joni Mitchell songs, although there are two tracks by Wayne Shorter, the sax player, one of which you're hearing in the background. And, Will, if we look at another generation of jazz pianists, Robert Glasper is on your list of the best jazz releases, a guy who seems to combine elements of Herbie Hancock with elements of Radiohead. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, Robert Glasper is a relatively young piano player. He's got great, you know, jazz heritage and jazz vintage. He's the real thing. His trio is acoustic piano, acoustic bass, drums. So this isn't a guy who's, you know, combining his music with pop music in any of the obvious superficial ways, but rather a guy who grew up listening to not just rock and soul music like, frankly, most people in their 50s and 60s did, but this is a guy who really grew up listening to modern rock, hip-hop, music that was already omnivorous music that was combining different kinds of music into a single thing. And you think of a band like Radiohead, and they're, you know, they're really collagists in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
So when Robert Glasper combines a Radiohead song with Herbie Hancock's Maiden Voyage and combines in the sound of his trio the sound of classic jazz trios from the 50s with the rhythmic feeling of hip-hop, you've got something that's truly integrated and I think genuinely new, not just a new sort of stitching together of jazz and hip-hop or jazz and soul music, but something that actually integrates them from the core of the group rather than just, you know, putting a rapper on top of a jazz group and saying that it's new.
Right. Well, here's a little bit from Robert Glasper's record called In My Element. The piece is called FTB. That's Robert Glasper, young pianist, who's making a big reputation for himself with his album In My Element. The song's called FTB, and that is on Will Lehman's list of the best jazz releases of 07. Will's on the phone with us from the Washington, D.C. area, where he writes for PopMatters.com, as well as NPR and other publications. And Will's full list is also on the soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. Is this new jazz, NU, you know, the kind of term that's been bandied about, at least here in New York, a little bit lately?
I guess it is, John. I mean, those kind of terms come and go, but I think that the idea of it really is that there have been a lot of musicians who've been trying to fuse music that still can live under the jazz banner but attract a younger audience, a hipper audience, an audience that I think has grown a little bit tired of jazz that's all about technique and chords and solos. And I think what's exciting about a Glasper's trio and some of the other music that's been lumped together as new jazz is that it's focusing perhaps a little bit more on directly going for a feeling and a little bit less on virtuosity as an end in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
right.
Always a good thing in music.
Okay, so names like Matthew Shipp, Ethan Iverson of the Bad Plus, I mean, you know, it's kind of a loose tent, this term, but it is out there.
It definitely is, and I think those names you mentioned are great. I teach high school kids, and they come in as excited about a new Bad Plus album as they do about the Radiohead album on Sunday. And
okay.
That just cheers you up in the morning.
All right, now let's go to another release, another pianist, same record label, Blue Note, and it's Kenny Werner, who's a real veteran, but this year made his first album for Blue Note. What made this one of the best of the year for you?
I'm a huge fan of this record because it combines the virtues, again, of time-tested jazz trio playing. In this case, you know, Kenny Werner, who's been leading trios in New York for a long time. He lives just outside of New York in the Woodstock area and is, as you said, a veteran. But on this record, he is combining his trio with two extremely interesting horn players, Chris Potter, who plays saxophone and bass clarinet on this record, and Dave Douglas, the trumpet player. And in addition, the album is produced by Lenny Pickett, and it's been given a sort of electric acoustic element that allows electric keyboards and some production work, some, you know, non-live production work, to fuse with the rhythm section in a way that is genuine and, you know, doesn't have that cheesy, over-glossy feeling. Mm-hmm. It's adventurous jazz that happens to sound more like 2007 than 1957.
The album's called Lawn Chair Society by Kenny Werner, and you mentioned Chris Potter. He has his own record called Follow the Red Line, which is on your list as well, right, Will, of the best of 07?
Yeah, if I were going to give a Most Valuable Player award for jazz in 2007, it would definitely go to Chris Potter. He's a tenor saxophone player, also plays alto and bass clarinet, and he was just everywhere this year. He appeared on a brilliant live album by Paul Modian, live at the Village Vanguard. He released two records on the same day of his own that were wildly different and mm-hmm. both outstanding.
Well, and here he is on this Kenny Werner CD as well. Again, Lawn Chair Society is the name of it. Here's a piece called Lowe's Garden. Pianist Kenny Werner, Lawn Chair Society, his album from 2007. The song is called Lowe's Garden, and we're looking at some of the best jazz releases of the year with Will Lehman. And why don't we leave pianists behind for the moment, Will, and talk a little bit about Terrence Blanchard, the man who scored Katrina, in a manner of speaking.
Absolutely. Terrence is a New Orleans native, and he's been composing the music for Spike Lee's films for a number of years now. And he's relatively well known to some jazz traditionalists because he played with Art Blakey in his early years. And he's ventured out, as we said, into film scoring. And he came to write some music about Katrina because Spike Lee asked him to compose music for his documentary When the Leaves Broke that was aired on HBO last year. And this led Blanchard to continue composing music and also to ask members of his quintet also to compose music for a record they made called A Tale of God's Will, A Requiem of Katrina. And what's interesting about this record is that in addition to very strong melody and very dramatic composition generally, it's also scored for a string orchestra by Blanchard. And normally these strings plus jazz dates are trouble. They sound like fake classical music, or they sound like jazz sort of gussied up and wearing a tie. This one sounds fully integrated, and it's beautiful.
And Blanchard actually conducted the orchestra himself, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, well, he's gotten more and more wide-ranging as his career progresses.
You also wrote that it contains some of the finest and most emotional trumpet playing we've heard from Blanchard. Let's hear some of it from Terrence Blanchard's album A Tale of God's Will, A Requiem for Katrina. Well, you just have to take Will's word for it about the finest and most emotional trumpet playing, because we didn't get to hear any trumpet in that particular clip. Wading Through is the name of it, but there really, Will, is some amazing trumpet playing on this album, A Tale of God's Will, A Requiem for Katrina, from Terrence Blanchard. And just looking over the names we've covered so far, Herbie Hancock, Robert Glasper, Kenny Werner, Terrence Blanchard, All of them have been here in our Soundcheck studio, and for folks who want to hear more, you can check out our archives online at WNYC.org. Let me ask you about a final name on your list of the best jazz of the year, and that is Nels Klein, who these days is best known as a guitarist who plays with the rock band Wilco. But the Nels Klein Singers, there's actually no singers in this band, are there?
It's just a trio, John, and fairly traditional, I suppose, in the sense that it is guitar, bass, and drums. But I think that although the name of the group, I suppose, is witty and ironic, there's an element to which it's absolutely descriptive. This is a group of musicians who have been playing together for a long time, Devin Hoff on acoustic bass and Scott Amendola on drums, all guys from the West Coast. And they don't just play their instruments as fast or as intricately as possible. They take each composition and they really seek to sing it. So they play as a unit. I guess you could say they play more like a rock band than like a typical jazz trio, except that while there are elements of rock here, some really loud passages and some tremendously kind of funky and bashing passages, this is as much jazz as Charlie Parker could ever be. They improvise, there are beautiful harmonies, there's tremendous interaction between the members of the trio, and the Nels Klein Singers are the real thing. This is not just Wilco's guitar player.
Let's hear a little bit from Nels Klein Singers' record, Draw Breath. We've been speaking with Will Lehman, the jazz critic who writes for PopMatters.com and others. Will, thank you for being part of our Critics Week this week.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
The song's called Caved In Heart Blues. Still to come on Soundcheck, flutist Eugenia Zuckerman is ending her year in music with an unusual holiday concert. She joins us to tell us what's on the program and to share a new CD of songs by the rising young composer Jake Heggie. This is Soundcheck.